Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Portions of This Is Americans Live, the improvised documentary podcast, are brought to you by listeners like yourself, our esteemed sponsors, and the all-powerful, all-knowing random sentence generator, which inspires the stories you're about to hear. Yes, whenever you hear this sound, the next sentence you hear is a random sentence provided by our revered, omnipotent random sentence generator. For more This Is Americans Live, listen to more episodes of This Is Americans Live, I guess. And now, your first random sentence.
He enjoyed practicing his ballet in the bathroom. He didn't really have a place to do it. It was the only place he had that was private, the only place where he could be himself.
Hey, who's in there?
I'm in here. My stomach. I got some serious... Did you cook the pork all the way?
I did, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm really working on something in here. Just give me 5 minutes.
I'll give you another 5.
All right.
It was a habit, but what he didn't know is that he was actually getting really good.
Hey, can I give you my card? Please take that card.
Yeah.
I represent talented people, and I have a feeling that maybe there's something we could do together.
Talent management.
Yes, can I speak to Lawrence Glenville?
Hold on, hold to Lawrence Glenville. Hold on, before I'm a terrible secretary. Who the fuck is this?
Sheila, can I speak to you for a moment?
Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry, can you hold for 1 second?
Yeah, what?
So,
what? Are you gonna just, what?
I thought we talked about this with the possible clients.
Yeah, and?
Maybe don't be as vulgar.
As what?
As vulgar.
As vulgar?
As vulgar when they call.
Really?
Yes.
When I interviewed you, I said, do you want me to do this fucking job or not? What'd you say?
And I said, I would like you to do the job, but just please don't curse as much when you're on the job.
You fucking got it.
Yes.
All right?
Okay, so.
All right. Can I just pick up this call now?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Do I still have to deal with your bullshit right now?
No, but please keep it clean.
Okay.
Hi. Who are you waiting for again?
I'm still holding for Lawrence Glenville.
Okay, I'm gonna transfer you to Glenville and try my best not to hijack this fucking situation. Hold, please, for Mr. Glenville. Glenville, hold on for a second. What the fuck is your name?
Oh, Mike.
Sheila, can I speak to you one more second?
Can I just transfer this call first? There's a whole other thing that's about to happen.
All right, transfer the call, but
Jesus.
But I do want to speak to you after this whole thing.
Great.
Plays
you can
out.
Talk to me way later.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. What was your name?
Steven.
Steven, hold Steven. Mr. Glenville! I'm looking at you, motherfucker!
Yeah.
Mr. Glenville.
Yeah.
I was given your card.
Are you an answer?
Yes.
I'd like to represent you.
Next thing you knew, Steven was in front of a live studio audience about to enter a makeshift tiny bathroom to go dance for 3 judges that would decide his fate.
Welcome back to Bathroom Dancer with your host, Don.
Yeah, my name is John. I want to see you dance in the bathroom now.
Okay.
You're the worst dancer I've ever seen in the bathroom.
I haven't started yet.
Let me see you toilet dance.
Okay.
Da 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 da
no, please, I need this, no!
Nobody knew that there was a contingency of people in the country who were privately dancing in bathrooms, but this show figured it out. It turned it into a syndicated contest show called America's Bathroom Dancer.
Can we get a dancer, please?
Hi, hello.
And what will you be dancing next to the toilet?
That's exactly what I'll be doing. Dancing next to toilet.
So just dancing next to toilet and then that's it. Okay, go.
Ut-da-da, ut-da-da, ut-da-da.
Any of the other judges want to say something about this?
Toilet dancer, you were dancing on the toilet. Never before have I seen such a rendition of the one you just did. I'm not done.
Sorry.
I came up as a young lad in Winstershire, always dreaming of the day I would be a judge on a dancing competition. Well, I went to...
Excuse me. Is this... Knock, knock. Is this bathroom taken?
Yeah, someone's in here.
He was a surprise guest. A new contestant who just snuck on stage and just stole everybody's hearts.
I've seen a lot of dancing. I've seen toilet dancing.
Look, I'm just wiggling like that because I gotta go.
And it's fucking brilliant. You're going to Los Angeles. Congratulations.
I gotta go again. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Let's see what some of our other guest judges think about this. Should we send him to Los Angeles?
Well, I guess let me answer your question with another question. What is dancing? Where is dancing? What is bathroom? Where is bathroom? When I was a young boy in Winstershire...
The final competition came around Los Angeles. All the bathroom dancers gathered, competing for one spot to be the ultimate bathroom dancer.
This is it. I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
So nervous.
I'm more nervous.
I'm nervous because you guys are, I don't know, not that great. I'm just saying, look, I'm just being honest. I'm not psyching you out. I'm just saying, maybe practice a little bit more before you come and play with the big boys. Okay, bye.
That guy was an ass. That wasn't very nice at all. Now I'm nervous about two things. First, I was just nervous about the competition, but now I'm kind of nervous that
everyone knows in the bathroom dancing community that you just have to be nice.
I know.
Okay, are we ready for dance today?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go in orders, okay? You're Marcus.
Yeah.
Marcus, you're going up first. Kevin's, you're going up second.
I got to be honest, I'm a little nervous.
Would you like to go third, Kevin's?
Sure, I'll go third.
Adonis, where do you want to go?
I don't mind going fourth.
Christoph, what about you?
I would like to go in the fifth spot, thank you.
Duncanstein, what about you?
Whenever.
Koji, our only canine dancer, what about you?
Can I ask a real quick question?
I have more roll call, please. Did I say Kevin?
That's me.
Okay, then, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, did you see the guy that was in here that he just kind of swung by to kind of insult us and then he left? Is he actually a... competitor? Because I don't see him anywhere in this role.
That's our resident psych-out guy. He just comes and psychs you out and then he leaves. He's not a contestant. He just comes and psychs and leaves.
Yeah, but why?
Because that's part of the game, baby. Have you never bathroom danced before professionally?
I gotta be honest. Yes. He psyched me out.
Then he did his job.
Yeah, but now I'm trying to do my job and I'm nervous and I'm psyched out.
Because he did his job. Now it's time for you to do your job.
Allow me to please take over. I was not psyched out by this man. I will dance for you now.
Can you please tell me your name so I could look on
it? You said it earlier.
What is it?
You said it a minute ago.
Tell me what's your name because I gotta look on it. I already have you, Kigo.
Bathroom dancer. Oh, no. America's bathroom dancer. No, sorry. Wait. Yep. Last one. American bathroom dancer. That was it.
One more time, please.
I'm sorry. There was a guy here earlier, and he kind of got in my head. American bathroom dancer. Does he work here, or what?
So tell us your story.
Well, to be honest, I'm a bus driver from Iowa City, Iowa. Had to go to the bathroom. I apparently bounced into a bathroom dancing competition. Can I say drop a deuce? Am I allowed to say that here?
Yeah, you can say drop a deuce, sure.
Had to drop a deuce, and I They were having like some sort of dancing thing. Some guy was like an announcing thing. I had to poop real bad. Can I say that?
Yeah, you could say poop. Sure, go ahead.
I had to poop so bad. I was moving around. Can I say that? Can I say that too? I was moving around a little bit.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah. So, we need to talk about the vulgarity of some of your contestants.
Which one?
The one that
I just do the interview packets. I don't really...
Okay, well, you're supposed to kind of drive the bus
I'm trying
here.
To.
And allowing a contestant to say something like moving around, that's frowned upon by the censors.
Well, so, what would you like him to say other than moving around? Shuffling a bit?
No, moving his f***ing cock-sucking feet a lot and in a rhythmic way. If you could do that, please, thank you.
This is Americans Live. I'm your host, Ari, with producer Andy. Our special guest contributor for this episode is Brian Guest. In our show, we will be using our trusty sentence generator to bring you a story in three improvised acts. This week's theme, challenges. We all have them. We all face them on a daily basis. But do we ever rise to the challenge? No. We're going to explore that today in this episode. Stay with us. Act 1. Lyle turned in the research paper on Friday. Otherwise, he would have not passed the class and failed. It was a do-or-die situation for Lyle. He'd been trying to graduate for several years, but couldn't get past the thesis stage. But this time, he thought maybe things were different. Little did he know, he was still a lazy piece of shit.
And here it is! Right on time. Right on time. Feel free to grade it right here in front of me.
It's not a math paper. I have to take it home and read it.
You don't want to do that, Teach. You don't want to do that. Just glance over it real quick and just it's all there.
Look, Lyle, I know that I have tenure here, and I also know that you've been here for more than that. And I get it. You have seniority over me at this university. Because, simply put, you haven't graduated.
Well, this time I'm going to, for sure. Just read, just kind of skim over that, what I just handed in.
It doesn't work that way. I have to read it at the house. Do you understand?
Okay, fine. Take it home. Put on some really dark sunglasses. Maybe close your eyes. Maybe just move your head real quick and just read it. Then you'll see it's perfect.
You know, I might do that. I like these kind of interesting approaches. I think I might do that.
Even better. Let me have the paperback. You go home, imagine that it's probably really good, give me a grade, boom, bada-bang, I graduate. Yeah?
Lyle had to stay another year. It didn't work. He tried to get his professor, who he had seniority over since he had been at the university then longer than him, to just skim over his paper and give him an A, but there he was, year 12 at the university, trying to graduate.
All right, here it is. Just ignore the hardcover and the... It's not an actual paper. Just ignore that. Grade it. Give me an A and I'll move on. I'll graduate, finally.
Let me see this. Lyle, again? Really?
Hey, Lyle, come here. Psst.
Now what?
You have disposable income.
Do I? No.
How are you staying here that long?
I mean,
how long you been here?
This is my 12th year. I just...
You're paying for 12 years of college?
They just kind of let me hang out.
Listen to me. I'm paying $2,500 of credit.
Whoa, that seems exorbitant.
Maybe I'm getting ripped off.
Yeah, it seems a little much.
$2,500 credit. And you're just here, willy-nilly in it. Like, there's nothing. Look at it. Give me your paper. Give me that. Is that a book? What's the cover? What is this?
It's a book. I tried to pass it off as my paper.
This is a Bible. You just grab a Bible? You steal a Bible? You stole a Bible. Wow, you stole a fucking Bible?
I borrowed a fucking Bible.
He was suspended from school for a brief amount of time. The university he had gone to was a church university, Christian one. And one of the rules, besides not cheating, was also not to steal Bibles. And Lyle did that, kind of did it both, same one fell swoop, cheating and stealing Bibles. He had to repeat another year.
Hi, my name's Lyle. This is my 14th year at Brigham Young. I mean, if anybody needs me to show you around, I have a pretty good lay of the land.
Lyle, you're so fucking old. What are you doing? Is that a no fear shirt? Ugh.
Yeah? So what high school did you go to?
I went to Centerfield High.
Oh, yeah. Centerfield High.
Yeah, where'd you go?
I remember.
Hey, old fuck. Stay off my chick.
Shane, come on.
No, listen.
What?
Rebecca, I swear to God.
I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
Just say it.
Your boobs look beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, boobs.
You always say. Okay. It doesn't change the fact that you're so aggressive, but they are nice.
Things sure have changed in these 14 years that I've been here.
Shane, continue with your thing.
Lyle, back the fuck off, man.
I'm sorry.
Everyone knows you're BMOC here, okay? You're fucking big man.
I know what it stands for. I've been around the block a few times. I know. It's big man on campus.
Yeah, yeah. You're big old man on campus, motherfucker.
Whoa!
Yeah.
How could you... Ah,
oh, shit.
Ah, my hip.
Did you pull something?
Ah, my hip.
Off.
Oh, God.
Lyle found himself in the school hospital. His back, sciatic, had started acting up. Doctor walked in, gave Lyle the shitty news.
Lyle, sorry, I was tending to another patient.
What?
Lyle, I have some bad news.
You're going to have to speak up in this ear.
Lyle, I have some bad news.
Oh.
We're going to have to put you down, buddy.
What?
We're going to have to put you down.
Sorry, come again in the right ear.
We're going to have to put you down. Yeah, the sciatic has been acting up. It's all over the place.
Oh.
You're not going to be able to go another semester, buddy.
Can I at least say goodbye to my grandson before you do?
Do you have a telephone number?
Yeah, his name's Kyle. Hold on, let me get my jitterbug phone out.
Your grandson's name is Kyle Lyle?
Yeah, it's Kyle, yes.
What's your son's name?
Styles? Styles, like from Teen Wolf.
Yeah. Your last name is Styles.
Yeah, I'm Kyle Styles.
No, you're Lyle Styles. Your son is Kyle Styles.
I'm sorry, yes, I'm Lyle Styles.
Wait, your son is Kyle Styles.
Yes.
The Kyle Styles.
No, my grandson is Kyle Styles.
Oh, what's your son's name?
Styles Styles.
Okay.
We're going to have to, I'm so sorry, we're going to have to call your son and your grandson. We're going to have to tell them that we're putting you down. I'm sorry, Mr.
Styles.
Well,
what about my great-granddaughter?
What's her name?
Shimei, right?
They contacted his children. His son, who was in high school but still 30 years old. His grandson, who was in elementary school but clearly in puberty.
Okay, I guess this is it. Pull the plug if you must.
Everyone say their goodbyes.
What was that?
Did everyone say their goodbyes?
You in this here, please?
Lyle, here's the problem. Is we've been trying to put you down for several semesters now. It's going on for a couple years. You've just been hanging around the hospital here at Brigham Young. And we got to put you down at some point, buddy. You can't just keep holding on like this.
How about this? Can't you just, like, pull the plug on that alarm clock over there and then just kind of pretend you pulled the plug? I mean, just say you pulled it and then just, like, you know, I don't really die. And then just kind of get easy to, like, blink your eyes real quick and close your eyes and just leave and then just say, hey, he's dead. Okay, look, hear me out. Get my chart, put on some really dark sunglasses, just kind of look at it real quick. Don't acknowledge the fact that I have several ailments and that I'm probably going to die. Okay? And then just we'll say that I'm dead and then I'll just leave.
Coming up, Act 2. But first, a word from our esteemed sponsors. Stay with us.
Hacks is back for Season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Act 2, interview. Thank you for coming to our show, Mr. Guest.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Guest, for being our guest. D, Did you used to get that joke a lot growing up? Like, can I be a guest at the guest house?
I did get that. Yeah, I did get that joke.
A lot?
A lot.
Was there ever a time when you laughed at it?
No, but my parents do have these like these like towels like in their bathroom. Like it's like it says the guest house on the towels.
Oh.
Which is like hilarious.
Where'd you grow up?
Newark, Delaware.
And then you decided to come to California.
Yeah, I 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I drove across the country in my Honda with all my stuff packed in it. And I lived in my car for a while.
Did you really?
I did. Yeah, wow. for a few months.
Did you have any roommates?
In my car? just my boom box that I think I you know, some jackets, a boom box, clothes.
You spend so much time with these inanimate objects that they just started sprouting life for you to keep you company, kind of like Wilson in that movie Castaway.
Yeah, like literally they became my best friends.
We actually have that in our archives.
Hey, Brian, what's up, dude? It's Boombox, baby.
Shut the fuck up, toothbrush.
What?
Shut the fuck up.
I was trying to sleep.
Yeah, you're just like sticking him off. Oh, it's so bristly, dude.
Get it? All right.
Hey, surfboard.
What?
I'm talking to you. I'm talking surfboard.
Why? Sorry, I thought you said hot plate. Surfboard, he's talking to you.
Yeah.
Is that what you hear? Inanimate belongings sounded like.
It's pretty spot on.
Where did you live in your car? What street corner?
Not too far from here, actually. Ventura and Coldwater Canyon.
How long?
I would park my car at the Sportsman's Lodge.
Yeah.
Oh, actually. Yeah.
Which does not exist anymore.
That's right. Right.
Yeah.
Turn into a gym.
Burned down.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sportsman's Lodge burned down.
Jesus. That's sad. It was like iconic.
It was
spot. Right.
How long were you there for?
How long was I in the parking lot for? A few months.
Did you set the Sportsman's Lodge fire?
Hey, I was hoping we would get into it.
I lived there until my hot plate got my surfboard on fire. And
how did you end up in comedy? Did you always do improv or did you do other stuff too?
I did other stuff too. You know, I always loved SNL and that sort of thing and whatnot. But I wanted to like really sort of stretch, I guess, as an actor because I thought it was going to be a tool to be an actor.
Yeah.
Right. But then I was like, holy shit, I love this. Like, this is like sort of addicting and it just sort of took over as far as how I wanted to spend my time being creative.
What do you do to make yourself happy?
Besides this show.
Yes.
I mean, this is the happiest I've been in a while, guys.
Yeah.
You know, I went to the beach with my kids today. So that was nice.
Oh, you have kids?
I do.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't expect that. You look so young.
I didn't expect it either.
Oh.
Well, and it happened.
Beautiful thing. And how old are they?
My daughter's 5. My oldest son is 2, just turned 2. And then I have a 4-month-old today.
So you had a baby during COVID?
Yep. What? I did.
Around, right?
Yep. Got pregnant at the beginning of COVID. Yeah.
Do you feel like it's difficult to explain to your kids what this whole COVID situation was like? Or would it, I guess they have some data prior to it. Scratch that question. How long have you been listening to the show?
How long have I listened to this show?
Yeah. Since the beginning, probably.
Since the beginning, yeah.
So, okay. Yeah. We've been on for how many years?
Several. Oh.
Yeah.
Congratulations. So,
flagship program.
Long-time listener.
Who is more, like, in person, who you thought would be, who is more accurate in your mind when you met us, me or Andy?
Who? You.
Yeah. I look like
how you. You look like you.
Can you describe, a lot of people haven't even seen what I look like. Can you describe what I look like?
Small. You're small. You're a small person.
Inside and out.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm just judging by the outside.
Right.
Like a smaller person. Longer hair. Longer hair than I expected.
Right.
Whiter hair than I expected. Your hair's gorgeous.
It's not as long as you think. It's just based on the fact that I'm so small. My hair looks long.
Maybe that's it. It's like an optical illusion sort of thing.
On a normal sized person, my hair would be normal length.
I never thought of it like that.
Well, that's what I'm here to do. Give you perspective. What's your most vivid childhood memory? And then we'll move on.
The word vivid comes at me hard. Right.
He wrote it. I was against the word vivid for.
I did not write that.
Yeah, you did. No. I never wrote vivid. It's never. It's not even in my vernacular.
All right, let's change that. What's your most act outable childhood memory?
My most. Okay. What I was going to say, is I remember my parents taking me to the movie Fantasia, the Disney movie Fantasia as a kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, us going into like the small Newark, Delaware movie theater. They made a big deal of it. Like it was like the big Friday night thing. And, you know, we're going to go to the movies and we didn't have a lot of money. So like going to the movies was a thing. And then we got to the movie theater and we sat through like the first 5 minutes of Fantasia. My parents were like visibly and viscerally angry at that movie.
Why? Because there's very little Mickey Mouse in it?
Basically.
Yeah.
They're like, what are they going to take their kid to see like a Disney film? And there's no, it's just like, there's no talking. It's just sort of like colors and paints and dancey things and some music. That's what I remember of Fantasia, and they were pissed, and we walked out.
Hey, we have that in the archives, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 6 o'clock showing of Fantasia. Who's ready for Mickey? Because he won't be appearing. Who's ready for some Goofy?
Gosh.
Goofy also will not be appearing in Fantasia. Who's ready for some Donald Duck? Donald Duck also will not be appearing in Fantasia.
That's when the warm-up act for the Fantasia movie got fired.
Hey, come in here. You're supposed to be a warm-up act.
Yeah, it's just really hard for me to get these kids excited about something. They're expecting one thing, but then I have to break the news to them that it's not going
to
happen.
Who the fuck told you to break news to them, you piece of shit? Well, you're fired. End of scene.
Oh, man. Was that what it was like?
I mean, spot on. It's scary how spot on that was.
Thank you so much for doing our show, Brian, and sharing with us all these stories. Even though it sounds like I am letting you go, I'm not, because we have one more act.
You're not letting me go?
Not yet.
Well, I know that because I'm tied to the chair.
That's right. And I have the key to the lock that you can't see because the padlock is tied behind it. It's a very complicated situation. Coming up, Act 3. But first, a word from our sponsors who make this high-quality program possible. Stay with us.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Stadtsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Act 3. The bullet pierced the window, shattering it before missing Danny's head by mere millimeters. It was very close. It had singed his hair, leaving a line on the side of his head. Everybody thought it was a style choice, but Danny knew better.
Look at this guy, Danny. Look at him with his hair.
look at him.
Look at him.
Guys, I know you think it's cool. It's, I don't want to get into the specifics of it, but it's not a choice.
It's not a choice?
No.
Oh, you talk about not a choice. No, it doesn't. Coming in here with his hair doing good, like, it's not a choice. I'd love to hear the explanation for this one.
He's not telling you. You're born that way.
I wasn't born that way. It's just, you know, I don't want to talk about it. Maybe let's just say that the clipper slipped.
Oh, look at this guy. Doesn't want to talk about it, saying that the clipper slipped. It's freaking guy. You all right?
Yeah, I don't think I'm having a stroke.
Tony.
I'm fine.
Oh, God, Tony.
Jeez, don't scare me like that.
Sorry. Hey,
seriously, what happened to your hair? Why is it looking like that?
Well, you can press me on it. I guess I'll tell you. Bolo is by me and my family's home, and I thought maybe it was a bowl was intended for me or something like that.
A bullet?
Oh. Yeah, a bullet.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh.
Wait, who could it be? The Salvatore family?
I don't think the Salvatores would be so reckless. You think it was the Gabooses?
Could it be the Gabooses family?
I don't think they have that many balls to do that to Adani, one of our greatest soldiers in the Capico family.
I mean, this is pretty serious stuff, but you can't let that stop us from busting his chops.
Look at this freaking guy almost murdered. Almost murdered in front of his family, huh? Yeah. What a freaking gagooch.
Yeah,
this freaking guy.
What's wrong with you? Put a smile on your face.
Look, I know life of crime, you know, everyone's always talking about the families and stuff like that, but like, you know, I want to get out of it.
He really does. Hey, he seems visibly shaken up about what happened.
Like you're trying to go up against a challenge or something.
Look, when you see life flash before your eyes like that, you're just like, well, I don't know if this life is for me anymore.
This is really...
But life isn't for you.
Yikes.
I'm in pain and stuff like that. I get in a pain and stuff like that.
Look at this guy on the cusp of giving up altogether, and he's gonna... Hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Hey,
this is pretty serious stuff.
He can't quit. I mean, if he does, then he's gotta go. Then that bullet that whizzed by him next time is gonna go right in the grape.
Yeah, but I think he should really talk to somebody about this. This is really like, but he's going through some very deep.
This
guy having a tough time coping with.
Before you talk, I made a nice little dinner for all of us. It was like a nice rigatoni. I got a little meat sauce. It's a beautiful presentation.
It's very nice what he did, but
so random. All right. I mean, let's have dinner, sure.
I've been painting, and like now I'm getting into culinary arts and stuff like that. I don't want my balls busted anymore about my hair. And
let's go back to square one. Danny gets shot, grazes his head by millimeters. We look at the scalp, and he's got a thing, looks like a design. He said, "I didn't do this."
Yeah.
So we think it might be some of the families, and then now.
Now we're seeing that he's really been through a lot.
And then he wants to cook for us.
Yeah.
I know who did it, okay? I know who shot. I know who pulled the trigger.
Who was it?
Danny had a hard time saying who it was because the truth was it was his kid. He was playing with a gun that was sitting at the house that Danny didn't even want there to begin with. But he couldn't tell his big mafioso co-workers because he was also in the mafia.
Hey, Doc, come on. Who did it? Come on, you pissed off somebody in the Capago family.
This guy, he doesn't even want to answer what we got to say.
Look at the presentation on this rigatoni meeting, guys.
Who shot you? That's what we want to know.
Hey, it's a simple question.
If I told you, you're never going to believe me anyway. You're never going to believe me.
Oh, shit.
You're never going to believe
me. You don't think it was the Salvatores?
Fettuccis. Was it the Fettuccis family?
Was it the Fettuccis?
Yeah, it's the Fettuccis.
Oh,
there's a Fettuccis, all of them. I think they were all riding the car. I don't know which one it was. Like, they're all packed into the Impala. And I don't know.
Danny started a war between the Fettuccis and the crime family that he operated in, still too embarrassed to tell him that it was his son that was playing with the gun. Epilogue.
Hey, Dad.
What's up, Kyle?
I got something I want to tell you. So I was outside hanging out with some people from a competing family. You know how you told me you never wanted me to get in the family business?
Yeah.
I was hanging out there because, you know, I'm on my gap decade from college.
Hmm?
And I was holding a gun and it accidentally went off.
What the what?
I know. It's bad. But... look, here's what you should do. When the police come...
Jesus fucking Christ.
And when they hand you the police report, just kind of put some sunglasses on. Just kind of gloss over what they give you. Don't really pay much attention to what anybody's saying. I'll get away with it.
You've been doing this shit for fucking so long. The sunglasses fucking shit, like...
Look.
How dare you? You know how many family members you killed with your bullshit laziness, you fuck?
You're a piece of shit.
You're a piece of shit, Kyle. Let's be honest. You are...
Pull the plug on this motherfucker. Just
you know what?
I'm gonna pull the plug on him right now.
I'm gonna make
you do it because you're his father, Danny.
You can make me do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna make you do it. Yeah, you go fucking do it.
I do have a deathbed confession for all of you. My dad was in the mafia.
Yeah,
and because I was hanging out with some kids, some neighborhood kids, and a gun went off, and I accidentally, the bullet grazed my father's head, and I may or may not have started a turf war. Okay, pull it now.
Our producer, Andy and our special guest, Ryan Guest. I'm your host, Ari, and this was This Is Americans Live. Join us next time.
This Is Americans Live can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can also find This Is Americans Live on Instagram at This Is Americans Live and on Twitter at Americans Live.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.